MP56 recording length 13 minutes and 56 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 56 Globular Cluster M56, NGC6779, Class X, in Lyra M56.jpg, Right Ascension 19, 16.6, H:M, Declination plus 30, 11, Deg:M, Distance 32.9, Cli, Visual Brightness 8.3, Mag, Apparent Dimension 8.8, Arc Min, discovered by Charles Messier in 1779. Messier 56, Million 56, NGC 6779, is located about halfway between Beta Cygni, Alpha Rio, and Gamma Lyrae. It is one of the less bright Messier globulars, especially lacking the bright core which most globulars have. Nevertheless, it is not too difficult to resolve, even at its rather large distance. This led to its classification in concentration class X. At its distance of 32,900 light-years, its diameter of 8.8 arc minutes corresponds to a linear extension of about 85 light-years. Visually, only about the inner third of this great ball, of about 3, diameter is visible, while the NGC mentions stars of 11th to 14th magnitude. More modern measurements have shown that the brightest stars in this cluster are of about 13th magnitude, and the horizontal branch level is at magnitude 16.2, according to the Deep Sky Field Guide to Ionometria 2000.0. Helen Sierhoff gives an average magnitude of 15.31 for the 25 brightest stars, an overall spectral type of F5, and a color index of minus 0.04. Globular cluster M56 was found by Harla Shapley to be elongated with ellipticity 8.2, at position angle 45 deg. He found only one variable star in it, and even until today, only about a dozen of variables were identified in M56. This stellar swarm is approaching us at the high velocity of 145 km/sec. M56 was one of Charles Messier's original discoveries. He saw it first on January 23, 1779 and describes it as a nebula without stars. Like most globular clusters, it was first resolved into stars by William Herschel around 1784. Messier 56 observations and descriptions discovered on January 23, 1779 by Charles Messier. Messier, M56, January 23, 1779 56 19 H 08 meters 00 287 D 00 01 plus 29 D 48 14 nebula without stars, having little light. M. Messier discovered it on the same day as he found the comet of 1779, January 19. On the 23rd, he determined its position by comparing it with the star 2 Cygni. According to Flamsteed, it is near the Milky Way, and close to it is a star of 10th magnitude. M. Messier reported it on the chart of the comet of 1779. From Memoir on the Comet of 1779, Memacan for 1779. P318-372 plus PLXIV discovery announce of M56, P320, on the 19th of January, 1779, when observing the comet C/1779A1 Bode, Messier's 17th comet, I saw at little distance of it, and on its parallel, a very faint nebula, which one cannot perceive without a refractor. The dusk then prevented me to determine its position. In the morning of the 23rd, I have compared it directly with the second star of Sigmas of the 5th magnitude. I have reported it in the chart, and here is its position. Nebula right northern near the head of Sigmas. Ascension declination January 23rd, 1779 287 D0, 1, 29 D48, 14, P352, Ra, 287 01st, December. 29.48.14 N. Number 12. Between Lyra and the head of Cygnus. Discovered January 19. Determined January 23, 1779. Caroline Herschel observed it on April 7 and May 4, 1783. William Herschel P:18:14, P275. Reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, P536, January 5, 1807. 20 feet telescope, space penetrating power 75.08, magnifying power 157.3, the 56th of the Guinness. M56 equals NGC 6779, is a globular cluster of very compressed and very small stars. They are gradually more compressed towards the center. PT 1818, P444-445, reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, P599, the 56th of the Connaissance. M56 equals NGC 6779-1783, 7 feet telescope, a strong suspicion of its being stars, 1783-1799, 10 feet telescope, 120 will not resolve it, 240 wants light, 350 however shows the stars, but they are so exceedingly close and small that they cannot be counted, 1784-1807, 20 feet telescope, a globular cluster of very compressed small stars about 4 or 5 minutes in diameter, 1805-1807, large 10 feet telescope, with 171 it is 3.36 in diameter. The profundity of this cluster, by the observation of the 10 feet telescope, must be of the 344th order. It is near the preceding branch of the Milky Way. John Herschel, 1833, H2036, H2036 equals M56. Sweep the 8th of September 7th, 1825, Ra 19 H 9 meters 46 as plus slash NPD 60 D 6, 6 as 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, a asterisk 9 meters precedes, about 1, diom. The Ra in these early sweeps is liable to great errors. A star of 9 meters precedes, about 1, diameter. The Ra in these early sweeps is liable to great errors. Sweep 197, July 31, 1829, Ra 19 H 9 meters 52.1s, NPD 60 D 6, 37s, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, fine, V compressed, MBM, stars 11 meters, an asterisk 9 meters precedes, clouds interferred, fine, very compressed, much brighter toward the middle, stars of 11 meters, a star of 9 meters precedes, clouds interferred, sweep 159, July 6th, 1828, Ra 19 H 9 meters 55.8s, NPD 60 D 7, 8s, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, P. Rich, S. Irigar, GBM but not to a nucleus, 2.5, 2.3 diom, stars 13 and 14 meters, well seen in full illumination of field, a few scattered stars, pretty rich, small, irregularly round, gradually brighter toward the middle but not to a nucleus, 2.5, 2.3, diameter, stars of 13 meters and 14 meters, well seen in full illumination of field, a few scattered stars, sweep the 7th of September 4th, 1825, Ra 19 H 9 meters 56.6s, NPD 60 D 7, 10s, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, L, R, V, G, B, N, I see the stars which are VS and of different sizes. It fades gradually away to the borders, large, round, very gradually brighter toward the middle. I see the stars which are very small faint, and of different sizes magnitudes. It fades gradually away to the borders. Sweep 199, August 5, 1829, Ra 19 H 9 meters 57.1s, NPD 60 D 6, 50s, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, no description. Sweep 198, August 1, 1829, Ra 19 H 9 meters 58.3s, NPD 60 D 6, 49s, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, fine cum cluster, R, inclining to triangular form, BM, stars 12, 14 meters, a fine object, Dion 3, fine compressed cluster, round, inclining to triangular form, brighter toward the middle, stars of 12th to 14th magnitude, a fine object, diameter 3, Smythe, DCLXXXVIII 688, M56, DCLXXXVIII 56 million Lyrae, R19H 10 meters 19s, Dec N29D 54.2 mean epoch of observation, 1835.66 July 1835, a globular cluster, in a splendid field, between the eastern joke of Lyra's frame and the swan's head. It is 5¼ deg distant from Beta Lyrae, on the southeast line leading to Beta Cygni, which is about 3½ deg further. This object was first registered by M. Messier in 1778, and, from his imperfect means, described as a nebula of feeble light, without a star. In 1784, it was resolved by Sir William Herschel, who, on gauging, considered its profundity to be of the 344th order. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 4485, GC 4485 equals H 2036 equals M56, Ra 19H 11 meters 7.2s, NPD 60D 3, 41.6, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, B, L, IR, GVMCM, RRR, St. 11, 1414 observations by W.N.J. Herschel, globular cluster, bright, large, irregularly round, gradually very much compressed toward the middle, well resolved, stars from 11th to 14th magnitude. Huggins' further observations on the spectra of some nebulae, with a mode of determining the brightness of these bodies, Phil, Trends, Roysock, Volume 156, 1866, p. 381-397, here p. 390, no GC, 4485 2036 H 56 million RA 19 H 11 meters 7s.2, NPD 60D 3, 41.6, cluster, bright, well resolved, spectrum continuous, suspicion of unusual brightness in the middle part of the spectrum, drier, NGC 6779, NGC 6779 equals GC 4485 equals H 2036, M56, Ra 19 H 11 meters 8s, NPD 60D 3.7, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, B, L, IR, GVMCM, RRR, St. 11, 14, equals M56 globular cluster, bright, large, irregularly round, gradually very much compressed toward the middle, well resolved, stars from 11th to 14th magnitude. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lycabs, number 13, part 1, p. 942, NGC 6779, RA equals 19:12.7, DEC equals plus 30, 0, M56, rather bright, condensed cluster 3, in diameter, probably globular, 0 SN. Content car as if said, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 20, 2007, text to mp3 by spokentext.net, quick and dirty complied by john-morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.